Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 7 of Romans chapter 14. For not one of us lives for himself, and not one dies for himself. For if we live, we live for the Lord, or if we die, we die for the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. But as for you, why do you judge your brother or sister? Or you as well, why do you regard your brother or sister with contempt? For we will all appear before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, to me every knee will bow, and every tongue will give praise to God. So then, each one of us will give an account of himself to God.
Whether those of us who are believers live or die, we do so for Christ. That's what is meant when we talk about his lordship. And we recognize that the only safe way to live is in submission to him. We bow before him, not in fear or dread, but in gratitude and worship. Some people think that only those who claim Christ as King come under his authority. But the truth is, he reigns over the entire universe. At present, relatively few people submit to the Lord's rule. The rest refuse to acknowledge his sovereignty or surrender to his will. They want to control their own destinies, never realizing that their next breath comes from him. But the Lord's supreme reign can never be thwarted. And despite resistance now, a day is coming when every knee will bow and every tongue will praise him. At that time, all dissent will be silenced before Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead. Many will unwisely wait until they're forced to kneel in homage to the Lord. Tragically, they will face a harsh future. The time to bend the knee to Christ is now, when we can do so of our own volition. And what blessings are in store for those who choose to follow Jesus. He's a kind, loving master who has cleansed us from sin and promised to make us heirs with him in his kingdom.